Holy shit. I thought it looked like you, but I didn't think you were actually stupid enough to sneak in here. Shh. You don't want the others hearing us, do you? After all, I don't think it's an invitation you're hiding in that holster of yours. And I'm sure you can imagine what we do to party crashers here. Well, if you'd like to take that as a threat, you can. But honestly, I'm just concerned about your safety. It's a fucking miracle you haven't been caught so far, even without some nefarious vampire recognizing you and ringing the dinner bell. Although... Oh. Ooh. Clever little hunter. Where is it? The vampire blood, of course. Don't play dumb. Considering where you are right now, you really don't need the help on that front. Hold still. Damn it. I'm just trying to... There we go. Was that so hard? Yeah. Shut up. This is a pretty clever little trinket. Keeps the scent in the air and the blood fresh at the same time. Too clever for you to have come up with. Who built this for you? Oh, come on, you can tell me. I don't bite. Fine, I'll figure it out on my own. Gotta say, as clever as it is, it's not foolproof. It covers your scent just fine for the most part. But this close? This close, I can smell the real you underneath. I'll admit, my sweet tooth has me biased, but I prefer you without the air freshener around your neck. Ho, I haven't decided yet. By all rights, I should turn you in. You're my enemy, after all. And I still haven't gotten you back for stabbing me during our last scuffle. Do you have any idea how long it takes to heal a punctured lung? But, then again, I don't really like sharing. And as fun as it would be to watch you get passed around until the light finally leaves your eyes, I don't think it would be better than drinking you down all by myself. Why are you even here anyway? This is a lot of risk to be taking. One lone hunter in a ballroom full of vampires. And the hors d'oeuvres, of course. But at this point, I think most of them are preoccupied with more pressing issues than helping you if you get backed into a corner. Oh. Well, that makes sense. I still don't see how you were planning to get them alone, though. The host usually spends the whole soiree mingling and socializing. Unless this is a suicide mission, in which case I'm just surprised you're not over there throwing yourself at them already. Only you would have a comprehensive plan for sneaking in and no idea what to do when you get here. Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I can get you time with your target. You just have to do me one teensy favor. Oh, come on. What's a couple pints of blood between friends? And it's that kind of razor-sharp wit that makes us such close companions. I love your sense of humor, your taste in comedy is impeccable. I've never made a pun in my life, and I resent the implication. Come on, what other options do you have? What other options do you have? It's not certain death to let me have a little snack. He'll barely miss it. Well, either trust me just this once, or take your chances with every other vampire in here. Excellent. Hold still. Yes, now. Relax. I'm not even going to drink anything yet. I just need to get you bleeding. No shit, it'll out you as human. How else am I going to get you close enough for your little assassination attempt? Don't get me wrong. Your strategy worked just fine to get you in here safely, but I'm helping you now. You can pull off playing victim with a vampire in your corner, and if you want the Marquis alone and underestimating you, this is a much better ploy. Don't overthink it. I'm helping you because I'm bored, and I never really liked the Marquis anyway. Now, hand over your trinket. I promise I'll give it back right after. Cross my heart. This really is amazing work. It's Wild who made it, right? Has to be. You know, I'm just going to keep guessing if you don't tell me. Fine, but I'm going to keep hounding you after we get out of here. Unbutton your shirt. You're not going to pass as a party favor unless you show a little more neck. Jesus Christ, you're slow. Here, just let me. There. Done. Was that so hard? Fuck you too, Cupcake. Try not to flinch. I'm not aiming for anything vital, but squirming won't help either of us here. There. The perfect picture of disheveled dessert. Of course it hurt. It's teeth puncturing your skin. If I'm not putting you under, it's gonna sting like a bitch. Speaking of, give me your best vacant stare. Okay, that's actually pretty good. Have you considered an acting career? Actually, you'd be surprised how few vampires there are in Hollywood. There's a good handful, sure. But the scrutiny's too much for most people to be able to slip in and out seamlessly. Especially with how far technology has come. Fine. I'll stop the small talk. Just hold that entranced look and try to keep your breathing even. You ready, Cupcake? Okay. Let's go. I can't believe we actually pulled that off. Oh, come off it, Cupcake. That's not what I meant. Of course I thought my plan would work. What do you take me for? It's not an insult to your abilities either. Christ, I'm well aware of those. But you can't deny this whole thing was a thrill. I can hear your heartbeat. Sure, blame it on the exercise. Speaking of, we really can't stop running now. They'll find the body any second. Aww. Those human legs of yours are already tired out. And here I thought you were a hunter. We don't have a minute, Cupcake. Fine, I suppose I'll have to save your neck a second time. Come here. Oh, stop squirming. This way, you get to rest. I get a nice warm armful, and we don't get caught. Yes, we. I'm culpable too now, remember? Though I suppose I could pretend I managed to track you down and capture you. Kidding. I already told you I'm not sharing, and they'd take ages with you before they let me have my fun. Questioning you about your organization, how you found the location, if there are any other hunters backing you up. That kind of dull bullshit. Well, it's not the kind of stuff I'd ask if I had you tied to a chair. I'll tell you that much. Aw, curious about my future date ideas? Sorry, Cupcake, but those are going to stay a surprise. Done with your temper tantrum now? Well, I wouldn't call this demeaning. If anything, carrying you is embarrassing for me. I'm carting you through the woods like a pack horse. All right then, I'll forget this ever happened if you will. Did you drive here? Should I be trying to circle around so we can speed off in that rust bucket of yours? Well, stick me in the sun and call me a birthday candle. I didn't think I'd see the night you left that thing behind. Though I suppose it would be a dead giveaway that you shouldn't be allowed in. I took a limo here like a respectable fucking person, if you need to know. Why would I need a driver's license? Oh, quit laughing. I've been driving cars longer than you've been alive. I just don't bother to keep up with renewing my documents every decade or so. It's a bitch to slog through the DMV over and over again. Even if I can smooth things over with my charms. Yes, I mean enthralling them. What else would I mean? I flirt with you because you make fun noises when you're offended, darling. I'm not about to come on to a happily married 56-year-old public servant who just wants to clock out and see their kids. I prefer refined palate over picky eater, thanks. Speaking of which, hey, we already talked about the squirming. I'm not gonna bite you now. We're not out of the woods yet, literally or figuratively. But you agreed to the deal. Don't tell me you won't keep your word, hero. Of course it was under duress, but you're the one who dug a hole you couldn't get yourself out of. You owe me, and you know it. I have to admit, having you under my thumb feels nice. It'll almost be a shame to cash out. Oh no, I'm definitely going through with it. It's not that much of a shame. Besides, I haven't eaten yet tonight, and with you hanging around me like perfume, I'm fucking starving. I'm not going to drain you. If I was planning to, do you seriously think I'd be carting your ass through the forest and back to civilization? I might as well just finish you off out here and save myself the cleanup. Well, yeah, I'll admit it's a tempting thought. But I don't get seconds if I kill you. You say that now. Maybe you'll discover you have a biting kink and come back willingly. Or maybe I'll just pin you up against the wall of whatever filthy alley you stake out when you're back on your regular beat and take what I want. I was wondering when you'd remember about that. I'll give you your necklace back after I eat. You realize I don't have any free hands right now anyway, right? What do you want me to do? Put you down, dig up your trinket, wait for you to finish getting kitted out, then pick you back up again? You're fucking infuriating, Hunter. We don't have much further to go anyway. Can't you see the lights through the trees? Of course not. Shitty human eyesight. Well, take it from me that we're almost there. Actually, where are we going after this? My place or yours? What? Did you think I was just going to bite you in the middle of the street? I'm going to take my sweet time drinking you, and I'd prefer it be somewhere with comfortable seating. I don't suppose you'd be willing to invite me into your dwelling. Worth a shot? Well, I suppose that means you're coming over to my house then. Or we could just rent a hotel room. I'm not sure I'd feel safe with you knowing where I sleep. I already know what it's like to feel human. 1 out of 10 stars. Being a vampire is way more enjoyable. What? Well, you never asked. Don't tell me you didn't realize I was human once. You're a hunter. You're supposed to know how this works. I thought you were good. And here you are, caught up on something as simple as... Fuck. You didn't have to hit me. Aw, did you hurt your little fingers? Want me to kiss them better? You just won't drop it, will you? Fine. I was turned about 100 years ago. Exactly that, actually, in a few months. The big 100, triple digits. I'm throwing a party. And you better not gate crash that one. At best, I'd have you for dinner. Well, at worst, I'd make you play some party games first. Ours are a little bit bloodier, as a general rule. Soirees are one thing, but you haven't partied with vampires until you've gone to a rowdier engagement. Aw, such a disgusted face. It's kind of cute. Like a pug. All right. I think we're close enough now. If I do you the favor of not dropping you, will you do me the favor of not running out on your bill? We're going to have quite an enjoyable evening. Well, I will anyway. For you to have any fun, you'd have to let me into that head of yours. You can think about it on the way to the hotel. I'm thinking penthouse suite somewhere, yeah? Taxi!
Ugh.
I always forget how much I hate the smell of hotel rooms. There's either no life or too much life, you know? You get a lungful of Febreze, or you get smacked in the face with the scent of every guest that slept here in the last month. No in between. I guess I prefer the fake lilacs to the human potpourri, but it's a tough call. Would you mind if I rubbed you up against every porous surface in here? Hey. Hey, Cupcake. I'm talking to you. Focus up. Did you hear anything I just said? Figures. Come in already. You can't just stand in the hallway all night. We don't have much of it left as it is. What's with you? You were quiet on the ride over, too. Don't tell me you're actually scared. I can smell it on you, you know? Cortisol, adrenaline. Ooh, that's gonna give your blood such a nice edge. Adrenaline's got a kick to it. Tangy. Delicious. It'll pair perfectly with your natural sweetness. Sorry, love. You're going to have to put up with a bit of creepiness tonight. It's only fair. I put up with your self-righteous attitude every time we see each other. Are you joining me or not? Tick-tock, night's wasting. There's plenty of space to get comfortable. It's a king-size bed after all. There you go. Not so hard, was it? Oh, the hatred in your eyes. Not to mention that sharp tongue. I've got a few sharp things myself, Cupcake. So glad to finally be introducing them to you. Now, have you given the thrall any more thought? Can't say I was expecting anything else. Can't say I'm disappointed either. I want you to feel this, Hunter. I want you to remember every second. I want to hear your heart racing in terror as I drink you down. Still with the insults. Maybe I should take the high road here. Come back with a compliment instead. You'd hate that just as much, though, wouldn't you? For your information, I was actually going to say you look quite nice all fancied up. Nothing against the old leathers and weapons standby, obviously. But it's fun to see you in something else. Variety and all that. Though, I think my contribution really completes the outfit. Nothing like a fresh pair of fang marks to spice up an ensemble. Complain all you want. Seriously, do. It's fun to hear. But you're getting a second set of those in a minute. Might as well embrace the ravished by a creature of the night look. Or invest in some scarves. I don't imagine you'll want your colleagues seeing these, will you? Oh, I think it's a little my business. After all, if you bleed and tell, I might find myself with even more of you irritating little Buffies on my tail. Aw, well, we'll see if you're any more forthcoming after I'm done eating. Lie back. Yeah, just like that. You're gonna want to grab that other pillow, too. Prop yourself up a bit. God, do you have any idea what you look like right now? You're a four-course meal, darling, all laid out and ready to be devoured. No, stay down. Relax. Don't you trust me, Cupcake? Smart Hunter, good thing I don't need your trust. Now, tilt your head back. Further, Hunter, don't be shy. There we go. All right, hold still. This is going to hurt quite a bit, as you already know. Brace yourself. God, that's even better than I remember. You're in the wrong line of work, Cupcake. Say the word and I'll take you out at my place in a heartbeat. Preferably yours. Aw, don't be too shy to touch. I know it's a lot. Here, hold on to my shoulders. It'll help ground you. Better? Good. Sorry. I know it's terrible manners to talk with my mouth full. but I just can't help it. Nothing improves a good dinner like some stimulating conversation. Though honestly, there's not much better this can get. Fuck, I've wanted this so long. Do you know how frustrating you are, Hunter? Slipping through my grasp every time we fight. Keeping me away from that pretty throat of yours. And that just makes this all the sweeter. Finally, I have you right where I want you. Oh, that was a good noise. I could practically taste it. Is it too painful for you? Are the punctures getting too irritated? Just say the word, Hunter, and I can take all that pain away. Still so stubborn, even with the strength leaving you. Don't think I can't feel your grip weakening. Could you fight me off now, if you had to, if I told you you weren't leaving this place alive? That got you tense. Your heart's just about leaping out of your throat. Shit. Tilt your head back up, darling. I'm not through with you yet. All right. I'll do it myself. I should lead you around by the jaw more often. It's quite fun. And the view isn't bad either. All right. I think that's about as much as I can take anymore, and you might actually die. Oh, that. I was just teasing. I told you I wasn't going to kill you, and I keep my promises, like returning this stupid necklace. I'm leaving it on the bedside table here. Give Wild my compliments, will you? This metalwork is honestly quite lovely, even knowing what it's for. Hey, don't black out on me now. Eyes open, Hunter. God, could you look any more delicious right now? Dizzy from blood loss, bite marks already bruising. I need a picture. I'd tell you to smile, but I really like the half-conscious look you've got going on. Hold still. And a close-up. And one more of your neck. All right. I'm satisfied. All right. The mini bar didn't have apple juice, but it did have orange juice, and for some godforsaken reason, Gatorade, so... What? Of course I'm still here. You need to drink something, and I can't exactly see you standing up to get it yourself right now. I wrecked you pretty thoroughly, Hunter. You're too tasty for your own damn good. Which brings us back to drinks. Which one do you want? The juice is probably the better option, but... Focus. Hunter, if you go and die on me, that means I held back for nothing. So pick a drink. All right, here. Do you need me to hold it for you, or are you up to drinking it on your own like a grown-up? Good. Slow sips. You don't want to throw up. Oh, stop looking at me like that. I take care of my meals, all right? The ones worth keeping around anyway. Obviously, if I drain someone, they're not getting a juice box and cookies afterwards. Very funny. No, I don't have any sweets with me. Aside from you. You're going to have to settle for whatever's on the dessert menu for room service. Let's see. Ah. Chocolate cake. Hot fudge sundae. Various milkshake flavors. Something called a dessert lasagna? That sounds disgusting. Ugh. Ooh, slutty cheesecake bars. Is that seriously a real thing? If we don't order that, I'm going to be severely fucking disappointed in both of us. No, this room isn't exactly lightproof. I'm just here long enough to get you your snack, then I'm going home to my nice, cozy coffin. It'll be a bit lonely, though. Maybe I can tempt you back there one of these nights. Done with your drink already? That was fast. You already look a little better. You'll be back in fighting shape in no time, Cupcake. Shame. I could do a lot with a few free nights. Aw, back to the insults already? I guess you're feeling better, too. Sit tight. I'll order you some food. And, Cupcake? Thanks for the meal. Can't wait to do it again.